Right, on How Will You Feed Today, we would like to bring you the flavor of Cowboys training camp. The Cowboys are on the field. You hear the horn. Practice is about to start, if in fact it hasn't already. In fact, I believe it has.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take you down to the field where Cobra is there traipsing through the wild with the wireless microphone. Cobra, do you have us?
I do. I'm sitting here staring at a couple of different people, one being Nathaniel Newton, the other one being the playmaker himself, Michael Irvin, who is out there on the field a little bit.
Closed.
Yes, telling everybody that things are closed.
That's closed.
A lot of sushi restaurants are closed on Monday, Corby.
Closed.
For good reason, right?
Yes.
They wait and get their fish. The fish isn't fresh at that point, right?
Yeah, I think that may have something to do with it. They do all their specials on Sunday to clean out all the old fish, and then maybe they get fresh deliveries tonight or in the morning.
It's another good name for a band, Old Fish. there's a really weird group of people back here behind us, and I think it's the Mormons. Can you see them, Mike? Just look. Okay, they're all wearing white shirts.
Yeah,
white
yeah,
short
yeah,
sleeve
I do,
shirts.
I do see that.
They could be JWs.
Weird, man. Okay, there's a really pretty tall girl here. Let me go talk to her.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What brings you out here?
I just love the Cowboys.
You do? Where are you from?
Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
You came all the way down from Washington?
No, I live here now.
Okay, where what part?
I live in L.A., Mid-City.
Mid-City in L.A. You're very tall. How tall are you?
5'10".
You're wearing cowboy boots. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how old are you?
20. I'll be 21 on September 7th.
Did you guys used to have a salad 20. That was, like, with pears?
I'm not sure
tonight.
I've ever talked to a 20-year-old before.
No, you haven't.
Out here. Like, since I was 20 or so. So what do you do in L.A.?
I do some modeling.
I can see that.
Figure modeling?
Is it figure modeling?
Figure.
Any kind of modeling?
Any kind? What's your favorite kind?
Nude? I work for Nike a lot.
Nude?
Nike. So you just wear whatever they present to you?
Yep, pretty much.
And what is this modeling job that you have? Is it lucrative at the age of 20, or is it something that you're building some sort of
your
empire
portfolio.
With?
Trying to build an empire.
Did you go to college at all?
Yeah, I did 1 year of community college, and I'm going to try and get at least my AA, and then we'll go from there.
What's an AA?
A 2-year degree.
Okay. Associate's degree. That's right. That's right. I get mixed up. So you're down here at 20. You move from home all by your lonesome?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty ballsy.
Said, screw it. I'm moving to L.A.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Man, that's great. Did you already have modeling gigs, or did you come down here just cold?
I have modeling gigs. I have an agency in Seattle and L.A.
Okay.
Get into porn.
Boyfriend?
Mike?
No boyfriend at all.
Girlfriend?
Mike, she's 20. You see the turnaround. I want you to look at someone. I want you to make eye contact with the man in red behind you. Yeah. No boyfriend, huh?
Nope.
What's the last one you had?
Sophomore year in high school.
Really? And you haven't had one since? Did he treat you wrong, or are you just avoiding guys right now?
No, just doing me.
Can we look you up anywhere, like modeling-wise? Can we find you?
I don't know. Sure.
Is your name out there?
On my agency websites, I guess.
Okay.
My God.
Looking to score a cowboy?
Would you go out with a cowboy?
Yeah. I mean, sure, I guess.
Who's your favorite?
I don't know.
One of the black guys?
Any of them? I don't know.
It really doesn't matter? So if you had to rank the races, how would you do it?
I don't know.
What would you put on top?
I don't know.
She ever had black?
You ever had black guy?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, quality. It's quality. So you would go back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Big old long black one.
Okay, cool. Well, good. You're an open-minded gal. We really like that. What was your name?
Heather.
Heather, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck down here.
Thank you very much.
You got to drive back tonight?
No, I'm staying in Ventura tonight.
That's where we're staying tonight.
Nice.
Let's hook up.
So we'll probably run into you somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah,
she can't drink.
Yeah, you can't really drink, though.
No, I don't drink anyways.
You shouldn't. You're too young. Let's not talk about that.
Smoke?
Smoke?
Yeah, smoke weed?
Nope.
Smoke weed every day?
No,
smoke pot?
No weed?
Nope.
You ever smoke pot?
Heroin?
No drugs?
Nope.
Crack?
Nope.
Meth?
Meth.
No.
PCP?
Bath salts.
Bath salts.
All right, Heather, take care.
Thanks.
You be good.
Oh, my God.
Look,
she's,
we can all be...
She's smart.
Look.
God.
Seriously, leave her alone.
No, I'm sorry. I just can't.
Yeah, I know. I don't really want to try to...
How do people go through life like that?
Look,
just kind of going, yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Danny, she's 20.
I don't care.
Okay, you were in a metal band.
You know what? There's a lot of smart 20-year-olds out there.
Yeah, there are, but, I mean, she's making her way.
Going, yeah, I don't know.
By the time she's a certain age,
there are a lot of smart 20-year-olds in metal bands.
Yeah, the only thing that made her perk up was the mention of doing black guys. She's like, yeah, I'm totally into that.
Well, that's true. The only thing that piqued her interest was when I asked her about that. That is unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable. Oh, there's Michael. Okay, let's see if we can holler at Michael real quick.
Here's John Elway.
Okay, I'm standing here. He's talking to Brad Sham. Let's see. He's wearing his NFL Network stuff. Look, getting in the middle of Brad Sham is probably going to be pretty dodgy at
he
best.
He hates you.
But,
you know that, right?
Let me try to squeeze
you.
Brad,
know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Because you play that drop all the time.
Yeah, but you're the one that's perpetuating that drop. I tried to end it, for God's sakes.
Who?
I tried to end that thing. Okay. Oh, no, this is going to be impossible to talk to.
Dez is walking by.
There's Jay Novacek.
Yeah, he's coming to talk to the playmaker.
No.
Look, it's two 88s hugging each other right in front of me. How wonderful that is. Look how wonderful that is. Well,
just think,
and there
Ray
he goes.
Alexander was there, you could have a three-way.
And now he's going off to talk to Dez. Oh, they're doing a one-on-one. The NFL Network and Dez are doing a one-on-one. Mm. That's cute.
That is cute.
That is cute. Mere feet away from each other. That is cool. One 88 hugging the other 88.
Where's Antonio Brian in all of this?
He didn't really make the cut when it came to big-time 88s, unfortunately.
There's hopes were high for a while, though.
Yeah.
There's Kelly Wells again. Remember that's Jasper Brinkley's Olympic.
Yes, his wife.
Yes, she's down here again. He earned
Do you know that
itself.
Jasper has a brother named Casper?
For real?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Wouldn't lie to you, buddy.
Okay. All right.
Might.
All right, let's wander down here a little bit further.
There's Chumbawamba.
The whole band?
Chumbawamba?
Yeah, Casper played for the Panthers.
Oh, it was an NFL football player.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there's nobody that you would want to talk to, Mike. It's a sausage factory going that way.
We'll talk to Lionel Richie.
I wish that I could talk to Lionel Richie, but he's not out here. Okay, hang on. Hang on. There's people that look like that they're celebrities here that are having, like, VIP passes and stuff, but there's Ted Williams. And I'm not even joking. I just walked past a guy named Ted Williams.
There's Romeo Crennel.
Okay, let's talk to this gal in the Jason Witten jersey real quick. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You're a big Jason Witten guy?
Yeah, I'm from Arlington, and I love the Cowboys, and I love Jason Witten. He's old school.
You're from Arlington, huh?
Yes.
You know who else is from Arlington?
Jason Witten.
Me. Me. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Lamar High School.
Man, this is, like, unbelievable. I went to Lamar as well.
Did you?
Did you go to Shackelford?
I did not. I went to
Nichols.
Nichols, Pope. And I went to Sherrod.
Pope. Yeah, I went to Pope. Oh, then I went to Shackelford. And then I went to Lamar.
What?
You still live there?
No, I live here now. I live in California.
Really? What do you do out here?
I'm a realtor.
What part of the area?
Malibu West Side.
Oh, no way. We were just down there in Malibu, like 3 days ago. Yes.
I should have known.
Yeah, we were. So how'd you get on the field here? Is this your boyfriend?
This is my boyfriend. His name's Brian. He's the GM at Nobu Malibu. He runs all of the...
Are you serious?
Whoa.
Okay, dude. I got questions for you. So, clearly I have a big connection with your girlfriend here, and I'm not going to steal her from you, okay? Yes.
As long as that's agreed upon.
Yeah. So when did that place open up? We were just there three nights ago.
That location's been open about 3 years.
And then you're GM of that or like all of them?
I'm general manager of that one. I'm the project manager for a couple new locations we have coming along in Newport and a couple other not to be disclosed yet.
Is De Niro still involved in that?
Absolutely. He's one of our primary owners.
Is he really? Okay. Did it start in New York?
Yes, sir, in downtown Tribeca.
Okay. And there's one in Dallas now. Are you aware of that one? What's your name, by the way?
Shirley. Like Shirley Temple.
Shirley?
Yes,
Shirley.
Boy, there are nobody's named Shirley.
That's a
your
great
age.
Name.
Tell me.
That's an awesome name.
But don't call me Shirley.
Okay. it's comedy. Airplane? I've seen Airplane, yes.
You ever
I didn't know
seen
you meant
come on, man. Dude, when did you get out of Lamar?
2006.
Okay, and you thought I was too young. I got out in 88.
You got the face of an angel, just that baby face.
Well, thank you. I really work on that.
The face of an angel.
I'm not. Okay, so that place, we were there on Friday night, and the bus, with the Cowboy bus was out there, you know, and the Jones family was there, and I think the Kardashians and all those people were there. Were they all there on Friday?
They were all there on Friday, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, it was the buzz going around the place. Is that a typical night though for that place?
That is a typical night, absolutely.
And are there private rooms back there that all those people go to?
Yeah, we have a couple private dining rooms, just like the one in Dallas does at the Crescent. We have a couple private dining rooms we do parties at, just like we might be doing one for the Cowboys in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's right. The media party's going to be down there, I do believe.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
ask
which
him,
we're going to miss.
When was the last time Conway Twitty was there?
When's the last time Conway Twitty was eating sushi there?
I cannot disclose that, but it's not an uncommon occurrence.
That'd be real uncommon if Conway Twitty showed up.
We would have a big story if Conway Twitty showed up. I'm not sure he's around much anymore.
Considering he died 22 years ago.
Are you familiar? Have you ever heard of the Ticket radio station?
I've not.
You're not. Where'd you go to college after Lamar?
God, that's deflating.
You went to FSU? Okay. All right. We're the sports radio station back in town.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So that's what you're on right now. So you want to say hi to your parents or anybody like that?
My mom would love it. So hi, Mom. This is Shirley. I love the Ticket.
Is your mom hot?
Man, my mom's super hot. She's definitely a MILF.
Really? Is she single?
Yes, she is. So any man out there.
How old?
I mean, you're young, so she's got to be young, too.
Yeah, she's 50, but I need a dad, so come on.
Oh, look at that, Mike. Mike, this is perfect for you. A nice 50-year-old.
Shirley needs a dad, huh?
Yeah, Shirley needs a dad.
And preferably a Cowboys fan.
Well, there you go. We'll set that up for you. Well, Shirley, it's been wonderful talking to you and your Nobu boyfriend here. Where'd you guys meet? Did you meet there?
We did.
You picked her up at the bar?
Yeah, I bought her a couple drinks, and that's how it went down.
God, man.
Wow. It wasn't that easy. He had to buy me a steak first. So.
Oh,
that's,
snake.
That's nice. What kind of snake?
Steak. A porterhouse.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
Yeah. That's...
A he bought cobra. You like a... You know,
I if you're the
herpes.
Manager, you're not supposed to hit on customers.
Yeah, are you allowed to hit on customers like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, obviously
anymore,
it happened.
Not anymore.
So, like, you got a big email concerning inter-office politics and stuff? Well, good. Well, you guys enjoy your time out here. And I guess you were able to secure a VIP pass. Anytime you want, you can come down here?
Not at all. We are very lucky to be here and very fortunate. And it's actually our first time coming to a practice. And we tried to pick a day that was as beautiful as Southern California can be and that she was available.
So every day. Boring! Every day is the exact same way. All right, well, have fun in Malibu.
Thank you.
Good talking to you guys.
Thank you very much.
There they go. Shirley and Ron. Are...
You know, I have herpes.
Whatever.
Brian, isn't that what he said?
My favorite thing you said. What kind of snake? Snake. No, steak.
No, a steak, a porterhouse.
Okay. All right. What time we got here, honey?
We got 09. That's probably it.
Okay. All right,
that's pretty productive today.
Yeah, we picked it up a little bit there at the end.
Yeah, we did. All right. Community quick hit.